Eighth paper. Robot Capital of the World. Page 33.
In the 20th century, scientists predicted that by the new millennium, mankind would live in a utopia in which robots would perform all the unpleasant tasks that we humans dislike. Yet aside from a small disc that moves around the house, vacuuming up pet hair, that vision has not materialized. Unless you live in Japan, that is. Unlike the rest of the world, Japan seems to have been invaded by an army of robots capable of doing everything from guarding stores to playing baseball. The question is, why? It is tempting to suggest that Japan's enthusiasm for robots is motivated by practical considerations. Japan employs 400,000 robots in industry, nearly half of all such robots in the entire world. But that doesn't explain why the Japanese also create robots that are surprisingly playful, like the robotic dog that has been such a huge hit in Japan. Several theories have been offered to explain the phenomenon. One is that the Japanese are incapable of believing that any danger could possibly come from a world full of robots, unlike people in the West, where robots are often portrayed as a threat to mankind. As Masahiro Mori of the Tokyo Institute of Technology explains, Japanese thought stresses harmony and does not tend to see confrontational situations. The idea that robots may be a potential enemy just doesn't exist in Japan. Religious beliefs may also play a role. The fact that the Japanese see spiritual aspects in all things may help explain why they feel comfortable with the idea of human-like machines. Westerners, on the other hand, tend to find the idea of technology with personalities to be spooky, reported the San Francisco Chronicle recently. Moreover, the complex rules of Japanese etiquette make interacting with others difficult. In a country where simply asking a stranger for directions could be potentially embarrassing for both parties, dealing with robots may actually be easier than dealing with humans. In addition, some believe that Japan's dominance in robotics may be attributed to the country's wish to maintain a homogeneous society. As Japan's workforce ages, the country faces a serious labor shortage, which could easily be filled by foreign workers. Yet faced with a choice between importing foreign workers or building robots to do the work, the Japanese seem to prefer the latter. For example, despite repeated requests from countries such as the Philippines to allow more of its trained nurses to work in Japan, the Japanese have so far resisted. Instead, they are developing robotic devices specifically designed to care for the elderly. Several of these are already on the market, including a robot that can bathe people and a pair of battery-powered robotic pants designed to help people with mobility problems walk without assistance. Whatever the reason, Japan seems poised to become the robot utopia of scientists' dreams. Whether or not the rest of the world follows the Japanese example remains to be seen.